Today Morning Edition begins a four-part series on literacy, with stories about teaching and testing in the early grades, and how students slip through the cracks when they get older. This morning, a report that starts with the word literacy. When people define it, they often mean the ability to read and write. But when you ask a broader question, what does it mean to be a literate person today? People talk about cultural literacy, science, computer, and media literacy. NPR's Margo Adler asks, what does it mean to be literate in the 21st century?
Think about the American soldiers who fought in the Second World War. Most of them had left school by the eighth grade. Today, many people think even a college degree is not enough. We bemoan an education system that leaves many young people illiterate and unprepared for our fast-moving, information-based society. But we forget that universal secondary education is a relatively new phenomenon. At the High School of Telecommunications, Arts and Technology, a public school in Brooklyn, the word literacy is used in two ways. First, the school teaches basic skills to students who entered with low-level reading abilities. We're talking about ninth graders who enter high school reading at the fourth or fifth grade level. Every morning at 8 a.m., the students in Meredith Goldberg's double-period class start with 25 minutes of silent reading.
All right, I'm going to set the timer if we're ready. Angel, ready? Mohammed, ready?
These are students who have had years of failure at reading. But when the timer goes off, several students don't want to tear themselves away from their books. Later, they write essays about the books they like best. Jessica Gomez is working on a paragraph.
What do you want to say? Bad Angel is one of my favorite
books
because it talks about.
Many of these students are now reading at the eighth grade level. Some have read 17 books this year. Principal Phil Weinberg says the most important thing for these students is the skill, becoming comfortable with a culture of reading.
Trying to make meaning out of words. And I'm not sure that the debate of what those words should be is as important as the practice of doing it.
Here is the second way the school defines literacy. Two periods later, the same teacher, Meredith Goldberg, is teaching an English class for some of the school's best 11th graders. They are beginning Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury.
So we start out on one day, and then what happens? Next section. We go back.
These honor students are going to experience the same kinds of difficulties as the other class, Phil Weinberg says, as they encounter one of the most difficult books in the American literary canon.
It won't make sense, and they will be involved in the process of decoding and trying to re-encode for themselves what something means.
What it means to be literate and how we get there depends a lot on who and where you are. We talked to a number of leading educators. One of them, Abigail Thernstrom, is a senior analyst with the Manhattan Institute and a member of the U.S. Commission for Civil Rights.
The starting point for me is the fact that kids are barely reading anything. And so my definition of literacy has become, you know, have you read something? Have you read any of the classics of literature? Have you read any of the classics of American political history? You know what the Federalist Papers are.
Much of the current debate on education in academia and the halls of Congress uses catchphrases like standards, testing, accountability. But at its heart, this is really a debate about what it means for a citizen in a democracy to be literate and how America should best achieve that standard. The discussion has little to do with the day-to-day teaching of students. For example, Leon Botstein, the president of Bard College, says most schools have a passive notion of literacy. They focus on reading and following directions, but real literacy is writing and thinking.
And only then can you critically read the speech by politician X or the editorial by politician Y or make decisions about the complicated things you have to make decisions about as a citizen in a way that makes you an independent thinker.
Educators have long debated whether to emphasize critical thinking or fact-based knowledge. Today, a popular definition of literacy very different from Botstein's comes from E.D. Hirsch, professor of English at the University of Virginia. Hirsch believes there is a core of knowledge about history, science, and culture that every American should know. He believes you can't read well unless you have a lot of background knowledge. To Hirsch, literacy means
to be able to understand complex ideas from strangers and communicate complex ideas to strangers. Everybody's able to communicate with in their immediate families, but the aim of schooling and of literacy in schooling is to be able to do it with other members of the wider society.
Hirsch's book, Cultural Literacy, contains a list of some 5,000 items that he believes every high school senior should know. Here's a sample from the M's, Methuselah, Metternich, Mexican War, Michelangelo. Hirsch's list has been criticized by many, but it's hard to disagree with the notion of some kind of core. Here is author and educator Ted Sizer.
Every American should know how this government works. Every American should know the great documents. Every child should hear Mozart.
Hirsch believes that such a list written 100 years ago would have differed only by 20% from his version. But some people argue that culture is changing much faster than that. BARD President Leon Botstein says a young person growing up today needs to know things that someone of Edie Hirsch's generation has never thought about.
For a generation that came of age in the Second World War, Europe was very important. In the last 40 years, America has become de-Europeanized. It's not about culture wars and fashionability. America, both economically and politically, in the world, as a global power, has to think about its relationship to places in the world that our parents didn't think were important, but purely exotic. The only thing Chinese they ever thought about was maybe Chinese food. Not Chinese history, not Chinese literature, not Chinese philosophy.
Perhaps the Quran should be listed among the great books. Perhaps science fiction is today's literature of ideas. This debate between critical thinking and fact-based knowledge, between the wisdom of the past and the needs of the future, doesn't faze Harold Levy, chancellor of the New York City Public Schools, a system with a million students. Levy says you need both. Literacy is the ability to have a sense of the world as a whole and an understanding of its interconnections, being nimble of mind.
Nimble, thoughtful, creative, flexible. Perhaps more than anything else, flexible in your approach to how you think about the world. You know, you need a moral compass and you also need the tools to be able to use your moral compass.
Having a moral compass may be even more important today, given the barrage of information that students and citizens must cope with. Perhaps that's why there's so much talk of information literacy and media literacy. Books and newspapers contain their share of lies and mistakes in the past, but assessing the validity of information on the internet requires even more ability. There are computer skills to learn. Once simple acts like choosing a doctor or a school now require research skills. With all these competing demands, it's hard to teach the basics and teach them well. Again, educator Ted Sizer.
How do you teach kids to write? Well, you have them write and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite. How many kids can I teach at once to do that? Well, if I have 120, which is a low number in many schools, and I want to spend 5 to 10 minutes a week reading and writing on and talking to the kids about their papers, that's over 20 hours. So I can't do that. I can't even come close.
Sizer says in the abstract, everyone understands this, but when he says, let's get practical, we either have to spend more money on teachers or cut something like football or ice hockey, there's a deafening silence.
We all are going to have to say some things are more important than others.
Although there may not be consensus on what it means to be literate, back at the High School of Telecommunications, Arts and Technology in Brooklyn, and at most other schools, literacy still means writing and reading.
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
And many in education and government will tell you all these other notions of literacy are irrelevant until we create a literate culture in this first and most basic sense. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Tomorrow, teaching the basics.
Here we go. Are you ready? Eyes up here. Sound. Sound. Sound.
Sound.
Excellent. Sound.